If you follow microdacism, you know that my definition of God is not the average person's definition of God, and that is good. I have no specific definition of God. I simply know what God is not, and I know that I don't know. The Bible is inaccurate and very misleading. It is simply a collection by writers who saw the world in terms of their time. They then created a God image based on their own flaws. A vengeful God, a jealous God, a God that demands sacrifices, a masculine God, a God willing to and who have destroyed women and children to satisfy his ego. God then was based on the master-slave model of the time of the writers. They simply didn't know any better, and so on. So they created a God that reflected all the flaws in mankind. The Bible then was written to reflect a God that I do not and will never endorse. Our own morality codes came from such a concept of such a God. The master-slave relationship seeped into the most intimate nature of mankind, man owning woman as his property. Hence the embrace of jealousy. If I can't have her, if she can't obey me, then I will destroy her. I am a jealous man. Taken from, I am a jealous God. We use such words as to have and to hold. We practice violence against woman as a right. Even sex, the most beautiful and orgasmic experience ever, is bartered. And there are many battered women to prove it. So it is not that I don't believe in God. I simply do not believe in your definition of God. But, and this is a big but, what if we throw away that so-called sacred book and seek guidance in our own hearts? I believe that we are naturally good people, and we become bad when we listen to the words of others. What if we ignore morality codes based on denials and abuse and follow the goodness of our own humanity? We know what they are instinctively. We do. No belief in a man in the clouds necessary. I know that being a good human being is simply being right with one's self. We know all about honor. We know all about love, about sharing, justice. We know about integrity. We know all about such things as respect for all life forms. We know all that instinctively. We need not create a God to know these things. But here's the thing. What if the writers of sacred books also knew about these natural qualities of mankind, and their words like God or Lord, etc., meant a universal consciousness, an eternal mind? What if Lord and God, etc., meant the oneness of all things? And God was not a he, she, or it, but simply a collective term for all that there is. And we, human beings, are a part of it all. We can exercise confidence, then, in knowing that we are all a part of the oneness of it all. We can then accept our responsibility to be the best human being that we can be. We don't need someone or something to tell us to do that. We simply cherish the obligation of being our brother's keepers. Now, when I read the 23rd Psalm with my understanding of the divine, of a God, I see and delight in the beauty of the words of the psalmist. Instead of "the Lord is my shepherd," I read, "I am a part of all that there is. I rest in the fields of nature. I am free to meditate by still waters. I am renewed. I am strengthened. I am guided by the good that I am." Well, you get the idea. Read it for yourself and think for yourself. Or not. It's your choice. You can continue to believe in a vengeful God, or believe in the principles that is instinctively represented by the oneness of God, that universal and eternal divine mind that has always been since time began. No Messiah is needed. As I said, you must think for yourself.